You are listening to the Texas Standard.
Well, we've reached that point in summer where it is hot and it is dry. And despite a relatively wet May and June, it's gotten so dry once more that, well, more than 100 of Texas's 254 counties are under burn bans. Here to tell us more about what the current wildfire threats are across the Lone Star State, Brad Smith, a wildland fire analyst with the Texas A&M Forest Service. Mr. Smith, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thank you.
Where does the state stand right now when it comes to wildfire danger? That sounds pretty ominous. More than 100 of Texas's counties under burn bans?
Absolutely. In fact, 117 by my count, and that number is growing probably daily. And it's due to drying conditions. It's due to those 100-degree temperatures we've seen over the past couple of weeks. And the vegetation out on the landscape is drying and more receptive to burn.
For people living in these counties that are currently under a burn ban, what's the protocol? What's the procedure? What do you have to do or not do?
Burn bans generally just eliminate all outside burning, whether that be campfires or debris burning. Probably 80% of the fires caused in the state are due to debris burning. So if we can eliminate debris burning during these periods of risk, we can generally drop the number of fires that occur.
Mr. Smith, have you noticed any significant wildfire activity so far in Texas?
We have, and it's increasing. By example, the previous 7 days prior to July 15th, we saw 31 fires for 881 acres. The previous 7 days, we've experienced 121 fires for 14,600 acres. So we've quadrupled the number of fires in a 30-day period, and the acres have increased by 16-fold. So we are definitely on an increasing trend for wildfires across the state. They are becoming larger, and they are becoming more resistant to control.
Let me ask you something, though. You mentioned that the number of fires has quadrupled in just the past month, if I understand what you were describing. Does that suggest that people are being reckless with fires, that they're burning debris and that sort of thing, or is something else going on?
I think it's just a reflection of the drying. It's a unique year in that we had record rainfall during the spring, early summer, basically up through June. And then in July, the rain stopped, and that's occurred for a large part of the state. Some people would call it a flash drought. No rain over 6 weeks. It cures out our grasses. They wilt, turn brown, very receptive to fire. And now we're starting to see the canopies of some of the species, the live oak, the juniper, some of the pine, be receptive to fire. So our surface fires in the grass transition into the canopies and become a crown fire. Very resistant to control. And I think that is the basic cause for the increase in fires we're seeing.
I wonder what you're most concerned about. Is there an area or a place or a type of fire that worries you most as you take a look at that map?
There is. There's a couple of spots. There's a recipe for fire in any location. And the vegetation, the configuration of it is always a concern. There's up near Possum Kingdom Lake, there are hills, inaccessible terrain, and there's juniper, old age juniper. And historically, we've seen large fires up there, fires that get into those canopies and very resistant to control. And in this day and age, with all the folks out in the rural areas, fires generally do encounter people. So the number one priority, I think, is to protect life. That's what we work to do, put the fires out and minimize the impact on people.
Any relief in sight?
Not for a while. This high pressure has been persistent for the past 6 weeks. It wobbles a little bit, and we see showers like we've seen the past couple days over the state. But that just provides very short-term relief. The high pressure is coming back. The heat's coming back. And this could well go into mid-September.
Brad Smith is monitoring things as a wildland fire analyst with the Texas A&M Forest Service. Mr. Smith, thanks so much for sharing your expertise with us. We certainly do appreciate it.
You're welcome.